today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton, and joining me on the podcast today, everyone's favorite newsbreaker, lovemaker, Devin Ryle.
Glad to be here. Mustache too for Friday.
I know.
I shaved for you. And for the YouTube viewers.
Yeah, the YouTube viewers.
So if you're listening to this, jump onto YouTube.
Jump onto YouTube. Check out the mo. It is fantastic. Well, I'm glad we got you here today.
Yep.
We're going to talk about OJ, all the reactions to it. There's a few funny stories in there too.
Funny?
Well.
Wait, you're saying other than OJ?
Well, you know, I mean, no, it's about things surrounding it.
Okay, got you. Nice tease.
Golden Bachelor, Jerry and Teresa are divorcing after 3 months of marriage.
Say it ain't so.
I know. It is. We'll talk about Coachella, which starts today. Lots of big performances and maybe even an even bigger surprise performance.
Yeah. I kind of have FOMO about not going.
Oh, you do?
I think I aged out, though.
I think you did, too.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
My wife said I aged out.
We'll talk our Almost News. We'll talk about everybody's kind of love to hate couple, Ariana and Ethan Slater. But to begin with, OJ Simpson passed away yesterday. And
yes, it was a crazy day at the office.
I bet it was, man. Yeah, what was it like being around here?
I mean, the fact that Harvey wasn't here was insane.
I mean, Harvey, our boss, got his start reporting the case.
His career was essentially launched by covering OJ.
He was the main reporter, and also it's his main throwback memory. Like when he
brings up OJ once a week.
Yeah,
at
the trial, things that he saw, exclusive details. And then yesterday, he was away in New York. Like he's never away,
Never not in the office. And it was almost like OJ got him one last time. You know what I mean?
So true. He had to zoom in to TMZ Live to get his thoughts from New York. Oh my God.
I mean, he's getting blown up about people wanting him on the different shows. But yeah, I mean, crazy day. You know, we had kind of heard rumblings about this for some time that he was in hospice. No one was talking. Now we know why, but we were never able to confirm anything. And then, you know, yesterday, posted on Twitter that he had passed away, surrounded by his family.
Well, no one was talking because he made everyone sign NDAs.
Yeah, and I have some theories to this. So he did make anyone, because a bunch of friends and family went to see him because obviously it wasn't looking good, including his four children, which is kind of interesting.
Well, yeah, two of them at least.
Two of them with Nicole, both went and saw him on his deathbed or at least around the time that he passed. And according to our sources, is his attorney made anyone who came to see him sign an NDA essentially saying, you know, and there were no phones allowed, no photos, you couldn't leak any information about how he was doing, which honestly the NDAs worked because no info leaked.
And if he made a somewhat of a deathbed confession, we'll never know.
We never will know. People connected that seem to know OJ and are very heavily invested in this whole thing claim to say, like, there's no way. I know that a lot of people online are like, well, did he confess on his deathbed? I don't know the answer to it, but we're leaning towards absolutely not.
And look, also, just while we were talking about Harvey and stuff, Harvey is adamant that he did do it. Like, and also, so was a jury in a civil case. Like, he was found liable for the deaths of Nicole and Ron and ordered to pay over $30 million to their families. That's a jury of his peers decided that. And he didn't fork over barely any of the money to them, their families.
Yeah, because I think it had to do with his NFL pension, that you can't take that money for whatever reason. And as you know, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know the intricacies of the law.
Mm.
But the Goldman's attorney came out yesterday and essentially like, yeah, we're going to be filing something now that he's gone and we're getting that money.
I hope.
But, I mean, how much money does this dude even have left, honestly?
Not very much.
No one really knows what he even has. I mean, the guy was doing memorabilia signings for years, and that's always, at least to me, the sign of someone who needs money.
Right. And if you were like a fan who got your memorabilia signed that day, that's just skyrocketed in price now.
Yeah, we did a story today that there's this memorabilia shop in Vegas And obviously they're well connected with OJ, so have a ton of stuff. And like the second he passed away yesterday morning, within an hour, they sold like 40 items because people are like jumping on it because, to your point, they're like, this thing's going to raise in value.
Yeah, I mean, love him or hate him, he's just a folklore sort of like...
Great football player, not as good of a guy.
Right. That's basically, that should be on his tombstone or whatever.
Yeah, very very like... I don't know.
Complicated, interesting ups and downs of life. They should make a TV show out of his life. You know what you think?
They did.
Yeah.
Well, they did about the trial.
Many.
Yeah.
Okay. On to our next story. Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist divorce after 3 months of marriage? Huh? Like, this is crazy. They got together on the Golden Bachelor last year, like 4 months ago. And then they had like a live wedding spectacular with celebrity guests and this and that. That was 3 months ago. And now they come on Good Morning America and they're like, sorry, we can't make it work. Let's listen to some of their interview now.
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations. And we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation and so forth. And we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage. The thing that strikes me the most in our conversations, it's been how dedicated both of us are to our families. So we look at these situations and I think we just feel like it's best for the happiness of each of us.
Jerry, you sly dog.
Jerry, first of all, no breakups mutual, my guy.
None.
And she didn't say a word in that.
Right.
I haven't seen the full interview. But welcome to the Bachelor franchise, everyone.
Yes.
It's hilarious to me because I you know my thoughts on the Bachelor franchise. It's a joke.
Right.
Like the whole concept is a joke. And the funny thing about this one was that, like, I don't know if you watched it, but it seemed like everyone was so into it because they were like, no, these are, you know, older people who are really trying to find love. They don't care about the fame. Like, they're not in it for to, you know, get Instagram deals and brand deals.
Facts.
Guess what? Still didn't work.
It worked worse than ever.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a shorter, like, marriage in Bachelor franchise
was
history?
Was it 3 months? Is that what
3 months,
because
most of them at the end of the thing, they get engaged. But then they'll wait, you know, a series of months or years to get married. And if they do, they will last a bit long. These guys got snap married because I guess how much longer you got to, you know what I mean?
We've spoken about this before.
And then snap divorce. It's just like, and them saying the reason they gave was that, so they live separately. One lives in like New Jersey. The other one lives somewhere else.
Which this is the one valid reason I will say, like when you're older, like your whole life is like your grandkids,
right.
Your family. Are you really going to like move away?
But they had agreed to do that.
But they went on the show.
They went on the show. They had that discussion.
Oh, really?
They said they were looking for houses in the other one's city. One of them's from Indiana and the other one's New Jersey.
Okay.
And they'd already talked about it. They'd already had those conversations.
Did they not want to do long distance?
And they had been doing long distance for the first 3 months of marriage. So, I mean, not that romantic. And so I just think, you know, all that stuff came out about Jerry in the meantime, like when he like was...
They said he was like a playboy, right?
I think he still is. We didn't want to believe it.
Well, I said, I believe, at the time, that this guy was like the heartthrob of America. And once he got off that show and girls are sliding into his DMs, man... Teresa, sorry.
Yeah, you did say that.
I'm sorry. I called this.
He's in some 25-year-old's bed right now, Jerry.
He's going to be at like XS in Vegas next weekend at a table with 21
years. He'll be at Coachella this weekend,
man.
Oh,
100%.
VIP section.
Shirt off, hair, wind flowing through his hair.
He will. So, I mean.
Good for him. I hope Teresa's doing well. I mean, they did say it was, or he said it was mutual, but who knows?
I agree with you. Nothing's ever mutual.
There's always one person who's better.
Of course. And I think we know who that person is.
Yes. Without doing any research at all.
Okay, on to our next story. Coachella starts today, and Travis and Taylor will be attending. And that's big because everyone thinks that Taylor will come out tonight in Lana Del Rey's set. I mean,
I could
see that. Who knows for sure?
I could see that. They're good friends. And then it also Saturday, Jack Antonoff, right? Is he Bleachers? I think that's his band.
Yeah.
And they're like weird besties.
Right.
He's performing Saturday. So that's the other theory, that she might come out with him because he's written a lot of her songs.
Are there pretty good odds you think that she's going to be on stage at some point? I think so.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised.
As far as I know, I mean, I haven't gone in a few years. I don't think has she ever. I know she's performed at Stagecoach before as like an act. I don't think she's ever been like a surprise guest.
I can't think of a time. Well, hopefully for Coachella's sake, she comes out this weekend because they still can't get rid of Weekend 2 tickets.
Oh, really?
You know how Coachella used to like sell out like and then in minutes?
It would sell out in within a minute. And then the resale value, people who were trying to go last minute would have to pay like double the price.
Right. But then they do that. They buy the tickets before the acts come out. And when the acts came out and it was like Tyler, the Creator headliner, and
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat is the other headliner, and Lana Del Rey.
I'm not a big Lana guy myself.
I mean, if they're the three headliners, like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. To me, Coachella was always more like, yeah, obviously you look at the poster and you're like, oh, like you want to see some big names that you want to see. But it's more about like the experience, no?
Right,
it's going and partying with your friends and you see, there's always something. I mean, there's a million artists on there. There's always someone you want to see. But yes, I will say the when it came out, it was very disappointing.
Forecast. Weather forecast not great for this weekend.
As in hot or cold?
Cold.
Wow.
It's going to be raining in LA this weekend, apparently. It's going to be windy
Coachella
AF.
Coachella is not in LA.
Windy AF in Coachella.
Did you check the weather in Coachella Valley or did you check here?
I typed in Coachella into my Google search and like that was one of the things. It's going to be like a bad weather this weekend.
Know. Look at this. You're not a weather guy, dude.
I'm just paraphrasing what I read. Okay. Very windy, apparently.
90 degrees tomorrow. Great work.
What?
Don't quit your day job.
90 degrees and windy?
Oh my God. You check the weather for LA. It's nowhere near here.
Well, we'll see. When those photos come out of those girls with sand in their face.
There's going to be guys with shirts off and girls in bikinis, dude. It's 90.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. I predict it might be windy and a little wet or overcast at the very least.
Do not come to Charlie for any weather advice.
You know what else I found interesting?
What?
Performing tonight is Suki Waterhouse. She had a baby a month ago.
Wait, Suki Waterhouse?
Rob Pattinson's.
I thought she's an actress, no?
Yeah, she is. But she's also performing tonight at Coachella just before.
Performing what? Is she a singer?
Yeah, like kind of, she kind of does everything. But she had a baby a month ago.
Yeah, but like Rihanna did the halftime show and she was like super pregnant.
I know, I'm just saying, man. Just something to bring up.
Okay, she's snapping back. We'll see. I mean, would you go to Coachella and be like, oh, I can't wait to see Suki Waterhouse?
No.
No, I would be shocked that she was even up there.
Right.
But good for her.
Good for her. Congratulations for her. And all that.
I'm kind of like
FOMO.
A little FOMO. You reach a certain age. I remember the last time I went and I kind of looked around and I was like, dude, I kind of look like a narc at this point.
Yeah.
And it was a little off-putting, but it's always a fun weekend.
It was
you see all the people out there and it looks like it's going to be a great time.
Time of your life, man.
You know, people are pulling up to their La Quinta houses.
Right now.
Drinking.
Right now. We're talking about OJ.
Oh, God.
Okay, almost news time. Ariana Grande, Ethan Slater, still going strong. Who would have thought when she left...
SpongeBob.
She left her husband, Dalton Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
He left his wife and kid and like they were high school sweethearts. I wonder how they're doing right now. But
I hope well.
But Ariana and Ethan were in Las Vegas at it was kind of like a Wicked type event. I think Universal, the studio who did it, was throwing something.
Ooh, they're at Nobu.
So they went to Nobu, Caesar's Palace.
Have you been there? It's a nice place.
I have not. I've been to Nobu Malibu.
Okay.
Nice place.
Great view. Not as great at Caesars.
Not as great, but also...
A great, great sushi.
To be in Vegas, it's just fun. Oh, yeah, they're at CinemaCon. That's right. So they snuck in through the back door, and then they sat somewhere kind of secretly, but we got, like, little video of them canoodling and, like, touching each other and that sort of stuff.
Weren't they... They were kind of making out, no? I didn't watch...
Little
the,
kisses
I didn't watch
and stuff. Little
video.
Kisses. Wasn't full makeout.
You think it's been like, well, how long have they been dating? Like 6 months or something?
Something like that.
You're saying it's too long into a relationship to do these little kisses or what?
Or do you just
don't like her?
I don't like her.
Yeah.
I don't like him either. I don't know anything about him.
Why?
I think he's like a little nerdy sort of SpongeBob character.
He's kind of a dork.
He's a dork, okay? And she, I think, is a homewrecker.
Wow.
And I also think she's a dork. But
although,
I think,
just for the record, they've said that did not happen.
Believe it.
Well, they're both claiming that they were both broken up.
Of course they'd claim that. I'm not buying it.
Okay. You don't have to. I just want to put what they're saying out there.
That's why I get you in for the news and I got the opinion, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we're journalists here, dude. Everything has to be a little balanced.
Am I a journalist too?
Don't you call yourself a... What do you call yourself? Because anytime I say, oh, you're a paparazzi.
Like I'm a reporter.
No, but you say you're like a
field producer.
There you go.
But I always say it with a laugh.
you don't always say it with a laugh, man.
I'll be interested to see if Ariana and Ethan will last after Wicked comes out. You know what I mean? Like when the dust settles and the interest in them settles, I don't know if
But don't you kind of think the interest has settled a little bit?
No. Oh, Wicked hasn't come out yet. The movie that they met on.
Yeah, that's true. So you're saying they're going to do all the press run.
It'll be great. And they'll be in the limelight.
And they're still like around each other and their castmates. But once that's done and they have to like go to like a real life scenario, you just don't think it's going to work.
Ariana gets bored of guys. That's why she's got that song, true. Thank You Next. Like she gets bored of guys.
I like that.
She's a man eater.
Thank You Next.
She's a man eater.
She's been telling us all these years.
Yes, exactly. Wow. When they say who they are, believe them.
Yeah. Wow. I never even thought about that.
Well, there you go,
good.
Devin.
That's good.
There's a thought to leave you on.
That's good.
Have a happy Friday. Don't get too much FOMO, Coachella.
I can't promise that.
Just have fun with your pregnant wife. Just treat her good.
I'm going to stay off Instagram this weekend.
Yes. Probably for the best.
Yes.
All right, mate. Thanks for joining me.
Of course.
And we'll see you guys here next week. Goodbye.
Later.